Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. The Fruit Factory is a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I am Elvira, his servant on this field, and I welcome you to today's broadcast. The Fruit Factory is a call to true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. So I am here to sound the trumpet to true Israel, not the satanic Israel currently oppressing the world, not them, not the ones that you see the flag. You know the flag with the satanic sign on it, the witchcraft sign on it? It can't be of God. Hello? It can't be of God. Just the fact that you have the most powerful witchcraft sign on the flag of the country tells you that God cannot be behind it, when the Bible forbids witchcraft and calls it an abomination. But we've been deceived. The world has been deceived. But the time for that is over. The real true Israel is about to be regathered and brought back to the land of her promise. And I have been sent as a trumpet call to her. The Lord is telling you it is time to go back home. And he's saying you must prepare for that process, because only those who are bearing good fruit will cross the gates of Jerusalem. So if you do not have that fruit, start asking yourself questions. True Israel is still scattered around the earth. Most of true Israel is concentrated as the black population in the United States and across the different Caribbean islands. Other parts of true Israel are found in Africa. Another big part is in Africa and across all of the continents. From the North Pole to the South Pole, Israel is there. This is what the Lord had promised them if they hadn't kept his statutes, and they did not. So they just harvested the fruit of their sin, which we will all do at some point if we do not repent. So I am here as a trumpet call from the Lord Jesus Christ to tell his people, both through Israel and the end times church, because the end times church will be grafted onto true Israel, and both of them will be brought back to the land of the promise. And those who will be brought back is not because you're called true Israel. You need to be a lover of God. You need to be called righteous. If you're not righteous in God's sight, you will not see the shadow of the gates of Jerusalem. And there is actually a prophecy that I posted, that I published today as I'm recording this. I just published it. It is called... Let me find the title. Again, it is called The New Families of Israel, where that is spoken about, that there are families that will break off, that only one person out of the entire family will actually make it back. You can read that on the blog, thefruitfactory.co. And I'm going to be recording it here in broadcast, hopefully today. That's the plan. So today I am going to be broadcasting the prophecy titled The Breaking News of Iniquity. This is a prophecy that the Lord gave me on July 24th, 2024, and it is part of the Hollywood and the Elite series. I have a history with Hollywood. It is a place where the Lord sent me to evangelize, prophesy, and intercede for in January 2022. And I've been occupied with this little group in that manner since then. Now the judgment of Hollywood has been declared, and so now I'm proclaiming their judgment. And for those of them who the Lord wants to bring out before the judgment, for their situation falls upon them, I will proclaim it here. I will proclaim anything that God gives me to proclaim, because that's why I'm here. That's what I signed up for, right? So today's prophecy is part of that series. My work there began with Hollywood for over 2 years, and then the Lord extended it to the political industry, like political figures, business, just the elite in general, media, politics, business, and so forth. And then Hollywood, the celebrities, those people that we know, that you see the person, you recognize them. And so I had a series of dreams on this specific day, July 24th, 2024. And I could not really remember all of it. I only remembered about 10% of it. And it was a full night of dreams. You know, when you know that I just dreamt for 4 hours, if I can put it that way. So I prayed. When I woke up, I realized that these were important dreams and I don't remember all of it. So I prayed and I asked the Lord and I pleaded. I begged and I pleaded with the Lord that please he should bring those memories back to me, the memories of the dreams back to me. It didn't come back then and then, but I said, listen, whatever the case may be, Lord, I am willing and ready to receive this prophecy or to receive these dreams once more, because I really felt like this was important. So later that day, I took a short nap in the afternoon. I just needed to power myself back, especially that I had not really had a full night of sleep. And as soon as my back touched the couch, like laid on the couch, and my eyes faintly closed, an avalanche of dreams started pouring out. I was not asleep. I just barely closed my eyes. I had full control of my mental capacities, but I was in that state where, you know, it's a spiritual state of sorts. So I realized in that moment that the Lord was bringing back all of the dreams that I had the night before, because I could recognize that this is what I was seeing last night and I had forgotten. So I recorded it so diligently. I would watch, wake up, write it down, and then lay back down, and it will continue. I wake up and I write it down just so that I do not miss a part of it. And just before we go into this, I have to put a disclaimer that this prophecy is very graphic. It is very disturbing. Very disturbing. So if you are a parent and you listen to these things with your children, I highly recommend that you listen to this first alone. And then you will find a way to explain it to your child, because these are things that they must know too. This is the world that they live in. They are the targets of the beast today. They are the targets of Satan. They are the ones who spend all their time on TikTok and Instagram and so forth. They are the ones who support these celebrities. So they must know. Just that is very graphic. So I think as a parent, you will find a way to reduce the graphic nature of it and, you know, translate the core of the message to the kids. And so I've made a recording of my history with Hollywood, and I've published it on the blog too. Just type in history with Hollywood, you will find it. And that will give you a bit more context as to how this prophecy is going to evolve. Now, let's begin the prophecy itself. So the dream began with Beyoncé Knowles Carter, the singer. She was dressed in a sexy dominatrix style lingerie, standing in a dark lit room. And before I go into what happened with Beyoncé. It is important to mention that I have seen both Beyoncé and her husband, Sean Carter, the one who calls himself Jay-Z. I have seen them in dreams before, and I have had quite intense spiritual battles with them. The Lord Jesus Christ commissioned me, as I was explaining to you earlier, to prophesy and pray for and evangelize the people of the Hollywood industry in early 2022. You know, there is also a high concentration of the fake Jews in that industry. So they are concerned by this ministry because they are the ones who will be, who are going to be kicked out of the land that they stole, and the true Israel will return there. And you can actually learn more about that in the prophecy, the journey to the land of milk and honey. They are mentioned, the Lord shows them there. Okay. So when these people, you know, it's the fake Jews who run Hollywood, they satanic Yehudim, they own everything there. All of the magazines, all of the media, all of the studios, they are the owners of the media. So when I began my work there, they realized that they could not buy me. And they commissioned Satan, who is their father, commissioned Beyoncé and Jay-Z to persecute and kill me. There were other people that were commissioned too, but it was not as intense as these two. They were like the main ones. They tried to harm and kill me in spiritual wars to no avail. They tried intimidation tactics in the public forum that you would never recognize, but that were directly aimed at me. And they used those closest to me for this. Also to no avail. They hired at least two men, one of Nigerian descent and one of German descent, to try and befriend me, asking me out and such things, so that they could infiltrate my life and bewitch me with madness and kill me. To no avail. They planted surveillance cars in front of my apartment to spy on me until it suddenly stopped. One day they just stopped. And I guess either the Lord rained hellfire on them to get them to stop, or they could not find anything in my lifestyle that they could use against me. That's what happens when you live and walk on the narrow road with Jesus Christ. Satan has no ammunition to hurt you. Beyoncé herself came to my town for a short amount of time so that she would be on the necessary spiritual territory to unleash highly intense and lethal spiritual attacks on me, also to no avail. If you're a witch or a wizard, you understand what I'm saying right now. You know that spirits operate per territory. In your kingdom of darkness, there is a certain kind of harm you cannot impend on someone, you cannot afflict someone with, if you're not directly on their territory and if you're not working with the spirits of that territory. The Christians who know spiritual mysteries, the Christians that the Holy Spirit have trained, or the Christians who have had to go through much spiritual warfare, they know this truth. This woman came to my town. They have tried to rob me spiritually of blessings, of my relationships, of my gifts and my talents. They've tried to rob my business, actually physically rob. They've tried to rob my money. All of that has not worked. They've tried to stop the launch of this very ministry, the Fruit Factory. Also, still to no avail. When they ran out of options, after realizing that they could not harm me, they turned to my family. My sister has had attacks from them too. She had a dream where both of them came at her. They, quote, ganged up on her, two against one, end quote. But they both ended up getting copiously beat. She beat them with her bare hands. My sister is a prayerful woman. She's tight with Jesus Christ. You don't come after God's children and you get away with it. You're going to get your behind handed to you. Beyonce attacked her first. She was beaten up, thrown down the building. And as she was falling down, the earth opened and a giant fish rose to the top and swallowed her whole. And then the earth just closed back up like nothing happened. Her husband was also so shocked at the sight of that. He got all angry and so forth. But he came and got his behind beat. Correctly beat. Glory, hallelujah. They're used to bullying people, you see. They're used to bullying people and killing people and eating people and killing people's children and drinking their blood. These are the people you guys worship. I'm speaking to Judah. Judah in the United States, the black people of the United States. These are your idols. And the only reason why I'm speaking so boldly is because the word of God instructs us to. Matthew 10 verses 26 to 31 states the following. Therefore, do not fear them. Therefore, do not fear them. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And whatever you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from my Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, for you are worth. You have more value than many sparrows. So I do not fear them. I don't. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He is my shield and my strength, and I belong to him. He is the one who has been fighting these battles for me. It is thanks to him that an entire town of the highest level Satanists has not been able to bother my sleep, let alone harm me. I am still here, living in peace and serenity under the divine protection and covering of Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And at the mention of his name, Jesus, at the mention of his name, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that he is Lord, including these Satanists. How they still do not grasp that they are wasting away is just beyond me. You are in the losing team. You are in the losing team. Come to Team Jesus. Victory is over here. Why am I still allowed to talk to you? How am I allowed to expose the filth you do? Who opens my mouth to speak? It is him, Jesus Christ, who does that. You want me dead. I know it. Here, I am here. I will remain here in the name of Jesus. And if you do not believe what I'm saying, if you're listening to this, do not believe what I'm saying, I do not care. Seriously, I know the life that I live. If you think that I'm just jealous of Beyonce or her husband, then what can I say? What can I do? I pity you. He's actually a man, Beyonce. He is not a woman. Go and read The Great Deception Part 2. He is no woman. That is why he can sing and dance the way you see him sing and dance. A woman that does not have the stamina of a man cannot do that. He is lying to you. So, this man has been exposed as a wizard by many people now. Yet you continue to defend her as you suffocate under the weight of her satanic spells. You are under a spell. And if you do not repent for your idolatry of this couple, then be rest assured that you will be burning in hot coals and drinking lava right next to her in the fiery furnace and the lake of fire at the end of this age, in eternity. And do you know what I will be doing? I will be dwelling in the house of my Lord forever and enjoying my eternal reward for choosing him above anything or anyone else in my life. My boldness comes from knowing the God that I serve. He puts this boldness in me. It is not self-made. It isn't. And do you know what? When all of this was happening, these things that I'm telling you about, that these two people were trying to do to me, do you know what the Lord had me doing in that time? He had me praying for them. And when I say pray, I mean tight, praying morning and evening. I began praying for these people in 2023. It was in the mix with other celebrities. The other ones I started in 2022, early 2022, January. But for them, their topic, their file was opened up by the Lord and placed on my intercessory pile of names, the list. It was put in the list in 2023. And it is when that happened that I understood the spiritual significance of the following statement that the Lord once made to his disciples. I started understanding this thing at a completely different level. And maybe as I speak these words of the Lord to you today, you will begin to register the way that I registered it as it was happening to me. Matthew 5, verses 43 to 48. It states the following. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than the others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. My friends, go and read that Bible verse. Because I tell you, the Lord was working on my heart with this Bible verse for that entire period, months, almost a year actually, where a night would not go by without me seeing this woman in my dreams trying to hurt me. But yet I read this thing and I prayed for her. And I do not regret it, not one second. The Lord used this issue to work on me. You see, that's how the Lord does it. You're going through something, you think you're going through something, but no. He is pruning you. He's purging you. And he's transforming you and making you exactly how this word says it. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. I am not perfect, but it is a journey that we are on, right? With every new obstacle, you're learning to be more and more like him. Don't you think he has me here speaking these words? He knows what these people do. I am sure he's not even shown me 5% of what they do. Yet, don't they get the rain every day like we do? Don't they get the sun every day like we do? Do you understand the depth of the God that we serve? You see, this is why I will never, never not belong to God. Because he surpasses everything on this planet. Nothing can convince me of anything else. Nothing. Okay. Let's continue the first part of this prophecy because there are two parts. This is the first. The other one is going to be published separately. It will not be part of this audio. So, I saw Beyoncé. I will use the pronoun she, just because I wrote it originally here as a she on the blog. I saw Beyoncé and she was dressed in a dominatrix-style lingerie, standing in a darkly lit room. Then a young woman, early 20s, was brought into the room by two guards. This is where it gets graphic. So get ready, okay? The Lord is very graphic with his vision. So you're going to have to get used to that because he shows the truth as it is. If you cannot stomach the truth, go and pray to him and ask him for the character and the backbone to stomach the truth. But I'm not going to sugar anything here. Sugaring thing does not produce fruit. What produces fruit is the harsh process of pruning. So let's go. This young woman was brought into the room by two guards. She was protesting it. She was screaming. She was kicking her legs and shouting. But it did not help. When she was brought into the room that way, her clothes were torn and she was forced into a sort of bent forward position so that her behind was kind of sticking out, you know, the bent over position. In that position so that she would be easily accessible for the sodomy ritual. And for clarity, sodomy is a sexual act whereby the receiver is being penetrated from the rectum instead of the natural way that God had intended. This practice is something that God calls an abomination. And this is a very frequently used ritual practice for the Satanists and the Luciferians and the occultists. And then this scene was cut. The angle from which I was seeing the scene was changed. And now I could see the woman's face and her upper body. So whatever was happening at the back was out of my frame. And at this point, I realized that there were more people in the room than Beyoncé, both men and women. I did not see their faces, but I knew, I received the knowledge in my spirit as I watched it, that these were other celebrities and studio executives. I could also hear their voices, and they were extremely thrilled about what was about to happen. And then they began sodomizing this woman. I saw her go through all kinds of emotions. Her face was distorted with screaming, with crying. She was begging for mercy. She cried until there were no tears left to cry. During a big first part of this process, she was agitated. She was fighting it. She was doing everything she could, but she was being restrained by the many guards that were holding her. Until these guards eventually tied her up in a certain position using certain tools, with which she could not move any longer. She was stuck in that position. And the guards went and took their turn too. And that's how I just, whilst all of these people were abusing her, I gradually watched her face lose signs of life as she was repeatedly, violently violated. Occasionally, during the watching of this whole ritual, the Lord would give me a view of the whole scene, the whole place, the whole room. And then he will bring me back to just seeing her face, her upper body. And when I would get these scenes of the entire room, I would see these men and these women doing this thing to her, sodomizing her, violating her. There were even some close-ups of blood spilling, splashes of blood, and how do you say that in English again? Splashes of blood. That's really how I can put it. Splashes of blood all over the place, on the floor, on these people's sexual organs. And they rejoiced. It's almost like that was the goal. It's almost like, yes, the more blood, the better. It was sickening. I wanted to vomit. And as I'm even speaking this right now, I want to vomit. The Lord did not spare me of those images. I saw it. And the Lord wants you to know what goes on behind closed doors. These people you worship, these are the things they do. And at some point, this woman just became numb. The face stopped reacting. She stopped fighting it. Her legs failed her. She could not stand any longer. So they laid her on the floor and she was just laying there like a bag of meat. But they did not stop the ritual. They came back on top of her again and again, violating her again and again, one person after the next. The blood was not enough. They kept going. And she stopped reacting. She was numb. She was just there like that. I think that maybe at one point she even lost contact. I don't know. Because she was just like a bag of meat. Unanimated on the floor. And then I saw Beyonce start an electric saw. You see these huge electric saws with which they cut down trees. She started a saw like that. And she had these goggles, these glasses on her eyes. And she walked towards this woman. And the woman who laid there on the floor, inanimate, you know, like as if she was dead, she jumped when she heard the sound of this machine and saw this woman coming towards her. She jumped. She began crawling. She was begging. Beyonce was amused by this thing. It was fun for her. The people around were watching and laughing at how this woman was in despair. She even stood on her feet. I don't even know. I think at that moment, your adrenaline kicks in. Your fight or flight reflexes are revived. She tried to run, but she was held by the guards once more at the door. And Beyonce and those around her were laughing at this whole thing. She was even taunting her with the saw. She was holding it like this. Watching out for this woman to be crawling around, running around, begging for mercy. It was a game to them. And at this point, I heard the voice of the Lord say, they find pleasure in it and they will pay for it. I will make them pay. This is what they do, my daughter. And you are not even seeing the worst of it. These are the people human beings worship and exalt above me, their creator. So the Lord's statement ended here. And then this woman, I kept watching. She tried to exit the room. She was held. She was blocked by the guard. They held her up by the shoulders and they dragged her on the floor and placed her like this, opening her legs. And Beyonce approached with the saw and placed the saw between this woman's leg. It's about to get very graphic. But if you watch these horror movies, then you surely can listen to this. So Beyonce approached with her saw and placed it between the woman's legs. The woman at this point was screaming beyond. You know when you're screaming and your voice is not even coming out anymore because of how high the pitch of your scream is? That is how much she was screaming. She was begging. Beyonce clenched her lips and did this face of, I don't know, it's just an evil, I don't know how to describe it. She moved the saw up the woman's inner thighs. She began to laugh this psychopathic, devilish, evil laugh. A psychopath. She began to laugh this laugh as she was bringing it closer to the woman's genitals. And I was just watching. I wanted to stop, actually. But the Lord was like, no, you have to watch it. These are the things they do. You have to know. And then you have to tell those people what you have seen. So she drew, Beyonce brought that saw, the woman's vagina. She cut it in the middle and then drew up the saw all the way up to her head, slicing this woman into two parts. And the two parts fell separately like this. You see how it is in horror movies, exactly like that. You know, I need a second because this is intense. So, the two parts of this woman's body fell to the ground, separated, and the blood was spilling. Imagine that you have a saw and you're cutting a human being into two parts. The type of blood that would be spilling from that. And this woman is alive. They did not kill her beforehand. So she's being cut into two whiles alive. And when her body fell to the ground, the entire room erupted in a loud roar of excitement and this boisterous laugh. I was just like, sick. These are sick people. You are sick. I did not have the words. They were laughing. Like, ha, 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 ha. Congratulating each other. Beyonce was laughing. She was so glad. She stopped the thing, the saw thing, and she was looking around, laughing with everyone around as that woman's body was on the floor in two parts. And then at this point, the Lord told me, as I was watching these people rejoice, the Lord told me, Beyonce drinks from the cup of iniquity directly. Her nature cannot be reversed. She is evil beyond redemption. And this was her choice. There are many like her in Hollywood, and they will all feel my wrath. And their fans right along with them. And as the Lord was telling me this, I saw Beyonce sitting on the throne with a cup in her hand. It was a cup that had a black liquid. This liquid was thick, a bit like mercury, but maybe a bit more watery. But this thick mercury-like black liquid was in this cup. She brought the cup to her lips and drank from the cup. And she was gazing straight ahead. It was so weird because when I saw the look with which she was drinking from that cup, her eyes looked empty, devoid of life. But at the same time, she was making a facial expression that was so determined, like the world will be mine. You know, this kind of determined a facial expression. I was just thinking in my mind, this sick woman, you are sick. What is this? People like this exist. I knew they do horrible things out there. I know this, okay? I grew up in an African country that does a lot of witchcraft, a lot, all right? I'm not a stranger to this witchcrafty world because I've been fighting witchcraft battles since I was a kid. But this, I was just like, I can't believe it. But do you don't know what's the best part of, like, the taking it a step forward. I saw these people eating this woman's flesh around the table just after they were done. They ate her flesh. So they finished cutting her up like that, and then they ate her flesh like a feast. So, if you are a believer in Christ and you think that this is too graphic, this is the truth. This is what happens. And the Lord told me that I have not even seen the worst of it. So there are worse things that happen out there. I have seen rituals of people sacrificing children, raping children, cutting up children. But this type of putting someone through so much agony intentionally and rejoicing over it, that was, and then the cutting, no, it was, yeah. It falls right along the lines of the children that are getting raped. Babies that cannot walk, getting raped in these rituals. They do these things. These celebrities that you see, these are the kind of things that they do. These are the kinds of things that the people that you worship and you look up to and call my role model, the people that you want to look like, whose clothes you buy, whose hairlines you buy. You are hearing the revelations from Jesus Christ himself, your Lord, your Messiah. God has to watch these people do these things to other human beings every day, every minute of the day. God is omnipotent, omniscient. So he sees everything at all times. So he has to endure this kind of spectacle, evil, satanic spectacle. So if he's giving us 0.001% of what he has to watch every day, just so that we will know the truth, because it is the truth that sets us free, then surely we can listen and we can believe the words that he's speaking. This morning, the morning that I was writing and publishing this prophecy, the Lord gave me a statement. The failure to know the truth brings death. It is the title of a prophecy that I'll be posting actually in the future. The failure to know the truth brings death. No matter how harsh the truth may be, if you want to delight, if you want to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, if you want to walk in the light of Christ, you must abide in him, and he is the truth. And so he's going to tell you the truth, and he's going to show you the truth. Now it is up to you to be up to the task of actually desiring the truth hard enough that you're willing to accept even those things that are atrocities. If they are the truth, they are the truth. There is nothing we can do. The Lord says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Without truth, there is no life. Without following his ways, there is no life. So if you want to stay alive until the end, you must be able to hear the truth and accept it. If you cannot accept the truth, you're bringing death upon yourself. Because Satan is the father of all lies. He rules by lies. And that is why such things that the Lord is showing seem so far-fetched. Because Satan has done an excellent job at lying and manipulating and brainwashing people. the entire earth. But the Lord is bringing it to light, and he's posing to the light what is done in the darkness. So if you cannot reject lies and accept the truth, you are going to be dwelling on the side of liars, because their lies are alive in you. You need to root their lies out of your system to cleanse yourself of those lies. Or else, Satan will continue to see and find in you things that look like him. And you will remain a child of Satan instead of being a child of God. Because you will be blinded by the lies that he tells you. Blinded by the smoke and mirrors. By the manipulations and the witchcraft. This is how you gain freedom from that stuff. The truth, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So, when this vision stopped, this is how the vision ended. They were eating around the table, this same woman's flesh that they had just sliced into two pieces. And then I had another vision, also Beyonce. I saw a young black girl, about 13 or 14 years old. She was so excited because she has gotten VIP backstage tickets to meet Beyonce at the end of one of her concerts. Then I saw Beyonce on stage finishing her show. It was as if I was watching from behind the stage where I could see electric and camera technicians and so forth. And she bid the crowd farewell and walked off stage when the lights turned off. She walked towards my point of view where I was watching from. And then she walked past me, and it's as if now I was like a camera that was following her, right? You see how it is in these documentaries. So now I've begun to follow her from behind her, and she entered the backstage area, and there were a lot of people around. There were clothes and shoes on the floor, makeup here and there, just a lot of people, a lot of things going on. And then I saw that there were these VIP people who had gotten the backstage ticket that were waiting in the room next door. So Beyonce, she wiped off her sweat, the sweat from the performance and so forth, refreshed herself, and then went into that room to greet these people. They were mostly black women, young black women in their teens and 20s. When she entered the room, they began crying and they were completely starstruck. They spoke with her, they were crying, they were emotional, they took pictures with her. There was so much adulation and, you know, she's my star, my idol, and so forth. And then she did that with them, and then she left. But when she left the room, she went and she whispered something in the ear of one of her team members. At which point, it's almost like the camera stopped following her and began following this team member in whose ear she had just whispered something. And so I see now, I'm following now this team member. The team member is going back into the room, and he gets the contact number of one of those young girls, the one that I had seen, you know, the 13, 14-year-old that I had seen just at the beginning of the dream, that was rejoicing and being so happy about the tickets. So he got her number. And then this scene cuts to another scene. This scene, the new scene that I see, it is in broad daylight. It is another day, you know, and I see Beyonce and this young girl, the 13, 14-year-old young girl from the beginning of the dream. I see this young girl in a car with Beyonce. Beyonce was inviting her to her house. She was doing this kind of special fan favor to this young girl, and this young girl could not believe it. What a chance, what a blessing, what... It is crazy. This is Beyonce, and she is inviting me in her house. Oh my goodness, this kind of thing. And I think ecstatic is too soft a word to describe how this girl felt. She was alone with Beyonce, and there were some of Beyonce's people in the car, maybe two, three other people, but her parents were not there. And How do you let your child, a minor, go off with someone you do not know in that way? But anyways, the vision continues. I see the car arrive at the house, massive house. There are guards around. The car drives in, and then as they walk, and then it cuts from the entrance at the gate to them entering the actual house, right? When they're entering the actual house, I see this young girl walking into the living room, and Beyonce showing her the house, and Beyonce invites her into her private part of the home, so where she spends time, her, Beyonce. And she's doing this thing where she's saying, yes, this is my private part. You know, I'm bringing you into my intimacy, you know, to create a bigger impression on this young girl. I'm bringing you where I do not bring people. Nobody really comes here, you know, stuff like that. And this young girl is so beyond flattered. And then Beyonce gets her to get very comfortable, you know, like, take your shoes, don't worry, make yourself at home, we are going to chill here, you know, girls' moment or girls, I don't know what, girls' day, something like that. And this young girl is taking off her shoes, she's even taking off her clothes because Beyonce is having this sweet mouth. And then before I know it, Beyonce is sexually abusing this child. Before I know it, I was watching this child get taking her shoes off and removing her jacket. The next moment, she was getting sexually abused. And so, at this moment, while I was watching Beyonce abusing this child, the Lord said to me, she seduces her minions, then takes them into her house, into vacations, to private parties, and it is there that she abuses them. She has done this to many young girls, and I will expose her. These children will come out to speak up, and their families will testify to the police. Beyonce is finished. This is what the Lord said. And then I saw Beyonce once more. She was with a group of other celebrities running to throw up in buckets. They were throwing up. They were looking for sinks, for toilets. Throwing up, vomiting. And then I saw a horrible disease of various kinds appearing on their skins, like boils, rashes, extreme eczema, and just a combination of all of that. I saw them hurry to doctors' offices with disguises on their faces, right? With different ways to disguise themselves and so forth, so that the public would not recognize them. And I saw that for some of them, those diseases had overcome them completely, so much that they could not get out of their houses, nor could they live normal lives any longer. They had to remain laying down the entire day. They could not do anything. They were paralyzed by these leprosy. And then I heard the Lord say, I will judge them. I will unleash my wrath upon them. I will send the pestilence on all of them. They will be overcome by deadly calamity, and it will also spread to their fandoms. Their worshippers will be sanctioned for their idolatry, for having exalted mere humans above me, who made them and died for them. The wise among them will repent so that they will not be dragged into their idols' punishment. But failure to do so will lead to punishment until death. I'll read the last sentence again. Failure to do so will lead to punishment, to judgment, until death. And after the Lord said this, I saw the following letters the following words written in bold letters: Hollywood's destruction has begun. And then I saw a lineup of the different logos of Hollywood studios and networks. Some of the names I cannot distinctly remember. I cannot really remember all of them, but the names that I know I saw and the logos that I know I saw are the following: Warner Brothers, Disney, Netflix, Universal, MGM Studios, Lionsgate. And then I saw the finger of the Lord. The Lord took his finger and he put blood on the finger. And with the blood, he came and drew crosses. You know, these cancel crosses. He drew crosses on each of them, one after the other, like kush, 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 with blood. And after that, after I saw the Lord cancel these logos and network logos and studio logos, I saw a TV screen appear before me, and there was a big breaking news banner at the top and bottom of it. You see these banners on which text flows from left to right. It's just rolling the text horizontally from left to right the entire day. So there were two of them, one at the top of the screen and one at the bottom. And on each of them was written breaking news. And the breaking news was just scrolling. And then I saw that the outside, because this was daylight, right? And then nighttime fell. So I could see from the lighting next to the screen that it is nighttime now. And it was still breaking news. And the news anchor was still giving the news. The reporter had not stood up. He had not stopped talking. Just breaking news, breaking news. And then the night went by and the morning came back up. And still breaking news, the same news reporter, it did not end. The headlines did not end. And so there was breaking news 24/7 with no end in sight. And at this point, the Lord said the following. He said, "The breaking news banner will never come down until they are completely destroyed. They will all be exposed. They do such wicked things. They who do such wicked things will all die. There are only a few that I will spare for my own reasons. But they will wish they had died instead. Repent now before it is your face on the perpetual breaking news banner that I will set up on the world's TV screens." And this is where the dreams and visions for this specific prophecy ended. So the Lord is saying, for those who do such things, you will die. And if you did not die, you will wish you died. Now, when God tells you that, you know you're in trouble. I always say this, and I will say it again. If there is one person you don't want beef with, it is the Almighty God. Because he has about 500,000 ways to make you suffer. You don't want his wrath in your life. But people are blind. Blinded by what they think is wealth. Blinded by what they think is influence. Meanwhile, they themselves are slaves to Satan. This is the paradox that I will never understand in my life. How you can be so enslaved, yet be so evil. But I guess it is just the dysfunction of Satan. He himself makes no sense. So listen. He is also someone who is very disturbed. Very, very disturbed. You just need to study the word of God to capture the way that he is malfunctioning in his brain. But it is that evil, you know. Very dangerous being, but very, very disturbed. So it is no surprise that these people are oppressed. This same Beyonce, she is oppressed. There are people who oppress her. Broken people, breaking people. But the Lord has said that there is no turning back. She has drunk from the cup of iniquity. She cannot be saved. She can't. She's gone. And so, with this, the Lord gave me the scripture of Psalm 34 as the banner scripture for this prophecy. And this Psalm 34 is what the Lord is addressing to the people of Hollywood, who will be lucky to escape the lake of fire at the very last minute, says the Lord. Just like the thief who turned to Christ at the very last minute when he was about to die, says the Lord. It is for you all out there who still want to live. This banner of scripture is for you. It is for you. So go and read it. Psalm 34. It is a call to repentance. It is a call to reconciliation. It is a call to recognizing the Lord as your God and your Father, so that he can get you out of that pit. And if you want to hear more about how you can get out of that pit, then I invite you to listen to the prophecy, I Shall Not Die But Live, Psalm 118, Prophecy. I have recorded it and published it here on broadcast, and it is on the blog. Go and read it. And even if you're not of Hollywood, if you're in any kind of situation where you are trapped, you're getting forced to do certain rituals, you signed a contract, you didn't know what you were getting yourself into, now you're stuck. You have to do all of these things for your boss to keep your job. Things like that. If you are trapped, if you are in a position where you can see that your life, you are imprisoned, things are not working, things are not moving forward, you are withering, you need to listen or to read that prophecy. It is titled, I Shall Live and Not Die. Psalm 118. Sorry, I Shall Not Die But Live. Psalm 118. So with this being said, I thank you for listening today, for tuning in, and I invite you to subscribe to The Fruitful Report, which is a weekly newsletter that the Lord made me set up for you all. It is for you to be able to stay up to date with the prophetic word of Jesus Christ to his people. There is coming a time when saying Jesus Christ will be a crime. If you cannot hang on to him right now, when that time comes, you will be swept off. Either you will abandon him and join the beast, or you will stick to him and suffer. So for you to be able to withstand those days, you need to be tightening up your relationship with God right now. When that time arrives, it will be too late. That is why this platform, this ministry exists. The Lord is forming, he is pruning, he is molding with his own hands. In his fruit factory, he is molding with his own hands people who will be ready for the tribulation, ready for the oppression, ready for the persecution, and who will make it back to Israel. Because the return back to Israel will be after we have been tested and pruned. Only those who will keep standing in the end will make it. So it is very nice to be shouting Israel, reading Isaiah 60 and being like, yes, I'm working you back. There will be songs of joy and so forth. That's very nice. But There is a price we will pay. Only those who have truly chosen Christ will make it to that land. And I have given a vision. I wrote down a vision. The journey to the land of milk and honey. It is on the blog, where the Lord showed me the kind of state in which we will be reaching. The kind of state in which we will make it back. Go and read that prophecy. It tells you that kind, which kind of position, the kind of suffering we would have gone through to make it back. He will preserve us, obviously, but the spiritual testing will be tough. It will be tough on everyone, Christian and Israelite, both. Because now it's both. If you're Israelite and you're not a true Christian, you are definitely not seeing that land, because the land is only for those who are lovers of God. So listen, this end times church is really both Israelite and non-Israelite who choose God, and those who would stand till the end, just like the Lord said in Matthew 24. But he who endures till the end. Will you endure till the end? It's up to you to decide. You can go and look at the prophecy titled The New Families of Israel, and it gives you a bit of an idea of how the state of our lives by the time we make it there. The journey to the land of milk and honey tells you about the destruction of the current fake Jews and how it will actually be like there. The Lord reigning over us as a king. I mean, it's Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I so look forward to it. This generation will go through that. It's not in 100 years, okay? We are going through that. The beast is this generation. The tribulation, this generation. The regathering, this generation. It is happening. I am sounding the trumpet. It is happening. I am sounding the trumpet. It is happening. So, thank you for joining me on this broadcast today. And please, if you do find value in the words that are spoken on this platform, rate it. Please give the rating. Wherever you're listening, the rating helps with the algorithm, I believe, to push out the messages to different people or to more people. So please give the rating, a good rating, well, if it's good to you, to the podcast so that more people can be informed, and share this with the people who are of Israel, who are of your church, whom you think this will help. Share this to your friend who is of the Beehive. Share it with her. Say that I said it. Let her send me the email to insult me. But she will listen to the truth. The truth is what sets free, my friends. The truth. Just like our Lord said. The truth. So please share it to those people who cannot, who will go and borrow money to buy Beyonce tickets. Share it with them. Those who bought Secret, share it with them. Don't be scared. Share it with them. Okay? Thank you very much. And we'll talk in the next broadcast. Goodbye.